Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome into Lock It In with Cam Rogers right here on the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals, episode three here this week. If you did not check out my conversation with two-time Super Bowl champion Ike Taylor, check that out. He gets you set for the Ravens and the Steelers, tells you all about the big-time rivalry between those two teams. He knows it very, very well. So certainly check that out. And of course, on this episode, 10 of my best bets for the football weekend in 10 minutes, easy and consumable for your betting activities as we get you set for the conference championships across college football. We're already there. And of course, week 12 in the National Football League. So I have, let's see, four bets for college football this week, six bets for the NFL. That has been my theme so far, for the most part. Follow me on Twitter, at MrRogers99, and on Instagram, at MrRogers98. We are presented by betonline.ag. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus, BLEAV50, to get that bonus. All of the odds that you hear on Lock It In with Cam Rogers are courtesy of betonline.ag. Let's not waste any more time. My best bets, by the way, last week, 4-6. I'm thinking 6-4 this week. I don't know why. Maybe 7-3. Let's do it. Alabama taking on Georgia in the SEC championship game. This bet comes down to one simple aspect. Alabama needs this football game. Georgia does not, as far as the college football playoff is concerned. Give me the Crimson Tide plus 205 on the money line to win this game outright. Nick Saban historically has dominated against his former assistants. Is Georgia the better football team? Absolutely. Does the better football team always win? Absolutely not. Alabama leads the SEC in sacks and tackles for loss. I don't think Stetson Bennett can get it done in this matchup against a very motivated Alabama defense. I know they've been squeaking by teams this year, but this matters a lot more to Alabama than it does to Georgia. If Georgia loses, they're still in the college football playoff. So this truly does come down to motivation. Very tough to quantify, but give me Alabama to stun the dogs. The Crimson Tide, outright, plus 205. USC taking on California. I'm going to give some love to the Trojans in this one. USC plus 4.5. They don't have to win this game. Just keep it close, and they certainly can do that. The Trojans, by the way, are 8-0 straight up in their last eight games against Cal. Again, yes, Cal is the better football team, but marginally speaking, both these teams are pretty bad. So it's all relative. I like the Trojans to keep this one close. A big reason why is you now have a shot in the arm with this USC program, thanks to Lincoln Riley coming to town. I think that matters here. USC keeps this one close, plus 4.5. Iowa taking on Michigan in the Big Ten title game. Did we see this coming? Earlier this year, I was thinking Wisconsin and Ohio State, but not the case. I'm going with the Hawkeyes, plus 11 in this matchup. Is Michigan due for a letdown in this game against Iowa after stunning Ohio State and Jim Harbaugh getting his first win against the Buckeyes? Perhaps, but this is also the Big Ten title game, so kind of hard for it to be a letdown. Even still, I could see the Wolverines coming out very slowly. Iowa hangs around, could be a 7-point margin for Michigan. in terms of a victory, but I do think Iowa keeps this one close. I like Iowa plus 11 in this matchup. I expect it to be your classic Big Ten slugfest, by the way. So maybe take a peek at the under in this matchup as well. Oklahoma State in the Big 12 title game, taking down big brother Oklahoma last week at Bedlam. Is there a letdown for the Cowboys this week? Perhaps as well. But I'm going to take Oklahoma State minus 5.5. I mean, that's a lock for me. The important footnote here, by the way, as they take on Baylor, quarterback Jerry Bohannon is unlikely to be 100% in this football game. That matters here when you're talking about a Baylor team that really does pride itself on good offense. Meanwhile, Oklahoma State has a fantastic defense. They didn't look great against OU last week, but that's Bedlam for you. I will take Oklahoma State minus 5.5 in that football game. Falcons, Bucks, give me the Falcons plus 11.5. Are you kidding me? Tampa Bay has been putrid at covering on the road, especially with double-digit point spreads. The Falcons have found something with Cordarrelle Patterson. The Bucks own a league-worst 1-5 road against the spread record in 2021 here. I always find it difficult for road teams to cover double-digit point spreads, especially within the division and especially against a team like Atlanta that can be scrappy and win football games and keep it close. And I can certainly see that here this week. Atlanta plus 11.5. Cincinnati taking on the Chargers. These are two teams heading in different directions. Cincinnati is finding its groove, coming off a big-time victory against Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the Chargers are just a curious case. I have no idea who they are. Can they make some noise in the playoffs? Can they even make the playoffs? I have no idea. And here's the other thing too. LA is not physical. They cannot stop the run. And here comes Joe Mixon. Run the football 35 times. Hammer Joe Mixon. He's going to have a great game in this matchup here. Bengals minus 3. One of my best bets here this week. The Dolphins taking on the New York football Giants. Here's my analysis. I can't trust Mike Glennon, not even for the Giants to cover in this football game. Maybe I would lean plus 4 Giants if Daniel Jones was playing. He is not. Mike Glennon is a statue in the pocket. He does not have the mobility that a Daniel Jones has. Here come the Dolphins with an elite front seven, really riding high right now with momentum on that defensive side. And a lot is on the line for Miami. They could be in the AFC playoff mix if they win this game, get back to 500, head into the bye week feeling good. Dolphins minus 4. Washington taking on the Raiders. What happened to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving? Like, what? I can't believe the Raiders won that football game, but I will take Washington on the money line plus 110. To win this game outright. The Raiders are currently 0-3 so far this season against the spread as favorites. I think Washington makes enough plays on offense with Taylor Heinicke. He's a gritty quarterback. Antonio Gibson making plays out of the backfield. And for Las Vegas, they're just too inconsistent for me, too up and down. And Washington has a lot to play for here, by the way. They understand that they are in the NFC East race here. All right, so Washington very much in the mix in the playoffs. The Raiders are too, but again, I can't trust them to the degree that maybe I can trust a Washington here. So give me Washington outright. The Steelers taking on the Baltimore Ravens. My Baltimore Ravens. I'm going Steelers on the money line plus 175. The Ravens have been squeaking by opponents lately. And I know one of those wins was with Huntley at quarterback there against the Bears, but Lamar Jackson threw 4 interceptions against the Browns last week on Sunday Night Football. And the Steelers are going to have a good defensive game plan. I am concerned about my Ravens. Yes, they are high up in the seeding in terms of the AFC playoff picture, but I almost feel like it's fool's gold. So that's my concern there. And I think the Steelers are desperate after getting embarrassed by the Bengals on the road. They will have a get right game, if you will, at home against the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Ravens are in for a loss at some point. It might as well happen this week. Seattle taking on the 49ers. This is the season right here. They're 3-8. They have to win out, essentially. The playoffs start this week. So I will take a desperate Seattle team plus 3.5 to cover against the 49ers. The Seahawks are 14-2 in the last 16 games versus the 49ers. Money line play could make some sense as well, but I will take the spread Seattle plus 3.5 against the 49ers. Okay. There you have it. College football, Alabama plus 205 on the money line over Georgia. USC will cover. Iowa will cover. Oklahoma State will cover. The Falcons will cover. Cincinnati will cover. The Dolphins will cover. Washington wins outright over the Raiders. The Steelers win outright over the Ravens. And the Seahawks will cover against the 49ers. My best bets here for the football weekend. Right here on Lock It In with Cam Rogers. Follow me on Twitter. Continue the conversation at Mr. Rogers 99. Talk to you next week. Good luck to your bets.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.